804 HKX Mobile.
Good morning, Patrick. Happy Tuesday.
Dave, hope you're having a good start to your Tuesday also. A little cold up here.
It's chilly down here, too. When you walk on the grass, it crunches. That's how you know it's cold. Dogs got me up early this morning. But that's okay. The pre-market is rising. That's a good sign.
Hopefully you can make some money on that today.
Yeah, I got to quit early and go to the vet to have the dogs checked for roundworm. They had roundworm eggs, and I had to treat them about 2 weeks ago. So I got to quit early and have them to the vet by 10.
Hopefully it gets it taken care of. I know that's nothing too serious, but you definitely want to get it looked at and taken care of.
I did some reading up on it, and they said most all puppies have that, but they build an immunity to it by the time they're 6 months old, and these guys are 7 months old. So I'm just taking extra precaution.
For that. Nothing wrong with that at all. Sorry, my sinuses decided to start draining this morning.
That the changing of the seasons? We got less than a month to go before spring. And you had a fantastic net Sunday night, by the way. I couldn't believe it. It just kept rolling in.
Almost made it to 50, which that's a, what was it, 47 or 48. Pretty good net for Sunday night anymore.
And so many new calls. That's a good part about it. So many new calls out there. I mean, it's hard to remember them all, for me anyway. I don't know about you.
Same here. I was just getting used to the KQ calls, and now we're in the KR calls.
I remember that when Steven checked in. I thought, KR, we're already a KR? Wow. That's wonderful. I'm glad those... I appreciate what those VEs do and what Gary and his team, Gary Weiss, I believe is his last name, the guy that does the training classes, very much appreciate what they're doing for the hobby.
That, and that's another thing. I'm trying to do everything I need to do to be a VE now that I got my extra ticket too, so trying to get back some there.
That's good. I looked into that one time. It takes a lot of work. I was building radios when somebody asked me to look into being one of those, and I did that. And I was like in the middle of a Genesis radio, their software-defined radio that you build yourself. You just buy all the parts. And it took me 6 months to build that radio, and by the time I was finished with it, being a VE wasn't on my brain anymore.
Taking a break and focusing on something else was probably...
That was a very rewarding experience, but you had to. I was working full time too, so I'd come home each evening. I'd work on it a couple of hours each evening for 6 months, and then probably work on it too much during the weekend. I became a hermit for 6 months while I was building that radio, but it was a lot of fun. I learned a lot. Didn't learn how to design radios, but learned how radios work.
Roger that. Was that a kit, or is it just something somebody put together and you followed their instructions?
It was a guy in Australia that had done this before, put together a build team. So you sign up ahead of time for the build team. And once the build team gets large enough, he goes ahead and buys all the components because he gets them at a super discount for buying so many of them. You know, I don't know if you've ever bought a DigiKey or anything like that, but the more you buy, the cheaper it is. So he buys all the parts, and then everybody pays him, and then he distributes the parts out to all of them. And then you all, you know, he'll say, okay, today we're doing this, and then they record all of that. So that later when somebody wants to come around later and follow it, they can. There's videos available. And you just do what they're doing, right? And you might get behind, but it's recorded so you can – catch up if you have to, or you can work ahead if you feel that comfortable with it. But it gets pictures and it gets instructions, and you have test points. So you at some point you've got to start, you know, doing testing. Like you test your power, you build the power supply section first, and then you have places in the power supply section you can test your work to make sure you did it right. And then when you finish that, you go on to the next section, and when you finish that section, you test your work. And that way you're almost guaranteed by the time you get to the end you have a functioning radio.
Sounds like a fun project to do when you have the time. And it's kind of like building a transmission. You stop, you build this section, you air test it, you put it in, you do the next section. So kind of the same principle there.
Yeah, with radio, it's easy. Transmission, that's some heavy lifting there. I haven't built a transmission in many, many years, but I used to build those 350s and 400s all the time. The most complicated thing about that one was the control valve body, the clutches and the clutch plates and the gears and all that stuff. Just make sure you put them in all in the right order and you get your tolerances all set correctly, and that pretty much takes care of itself. But that control valve body and all the little check balls that go in it, that's a nightmare.
Well, fortunately, you don't have to do that much anymore. The valve body is a sealed unit, pretty much. It's actually part of the computer programming because you got to tell it what programming's in it when you put it in now. And transmissions are way different to build than what they used to be. In my opinion, they're much easier to deal with since, what, late 2000s. Right in there, 5, 6, 5, 10, they made a pretty big change in how they were built.
That's something I'm finding out in general. I was, you know, since I went into financials for like the last 16 years of my career or more, probably the last 20 years of my career, I just got away from mechanic and altogether. And then when you come back to it 20 years later, it's kind of intimidating. But I'm learning that the more I do it, it's just like it was before. I mean, it's just different. It's, once you get into it, like the fuel injector system on the motorcycle scared me to death. But once I had all the parts apart and I was cleaning all the parts and I got a little black back flush cleaner and forward flush streamer, it was easy. It's simple. So I think it's intimidating. Just the unknown is what's intimidating about the new stuff.
The basics are still the same. It's just it might be a little different process on how it works or this, you know, how it's put together. But the basics are all still the same, so not too bad. But Dave, I am losing a repeater, so I'm gonna have to clear out until I get through the black hole. Good to talk to you this morning, and hope you have a good morning and enjoy your cup of coffee and a good trip to the vet. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
All right, Patrick. Good talking to you this morning. And again, that was a wonderful met you had on Sunday night. So many, so quick. One after the other, they just kept rolling in. Take care. Be careful out there. KO4HKX, W4DJW. Clear and listening.